Rock Hill, W261CY Rock Hill, the voice of your county.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're every Saturday morning live from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning.
Last Saturday was cloudy, wasn't it?
I think it was. Kind of foggy. It was a little darker last Saturday.
Yeah, that's really good time.
I was telling you when I was on the way in here, I was like, I feel like I'm late. The sun's up, and
that's all right. In 6 months, we'll get back used to it again.
How could you be late at 8:30? Though, it's like, come on, man. I'm usually leaving for work at 7 every morning, so I actually get to sleep in a little bit on Saturday.
I do, except she starts about 7 waking
me up. Mr. Retired guy. Well, at least you're gonna get a nap in the afternoon anyway, probably. So,
actually, we're going to Verizon. Trashed his old phone, and I might get me a flip phone.
Oh no, today. You gonna get a flip phone?
I might.
Do they have it?
He doesn't like the smartphones.
I hear you.
If I had my way, I'd throw it out.
Too smart for him.
He's gonna upgrade to a flip phone.
Yeah. No, I had a flip phone, got this thing, and I'm gonna go back to a flip phone.
If you heard that,
got one.
You heard that voice? You haven't heard that voice in a while. Matt's back. He can speak on the air now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The FCC's.
He's been here, but he ran for school board
and to be quiet.
Wasn't able to do that.
So. Yeah, the law prohibited that, but
that back killed him.
We're back now.
Yeah. That's good. Good to have your voice back.
I can run my mouth.
Yeah.
Our managing director. Yeah.
That's right. So the weather yesterday broke record some of the heat. And I heard it was the same day last year had broke a record. So we're up in the low 80s yesterday.
I heard that.
I heard it on the way in.
It was warm because I hadn't. Go up to Drum, get a tire patch for two hours. And if you went in the office, it was cold. Stay outside, it was hot, so there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I actually went and played golf yesterday. And
that's not a surprise.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of. I played anyway. I wasn't coaching. I was actually playing. So it actually got warm. But like I said, I was telling somebody earlier, I wasn't going to cry about it in November.
Where did you play?
I played at Catawba Creek in Gastonia. It's old Gaston Municipal.
Oh, okay.
I've never played that thing.
I played Gaston Municipal a long time ago, back
just
in the 80s.
Straight up 274. You don't even have to get off the road. Just right
actually,
there.
I dated a little girl that her daddy was a superintendent there, so it didn't cost me nothing.
Oh, there you go. And then it probably cost you a lot after a while, after y'all broke up.
I don't remember breaking.
Is that cricket?
I don't think we dated that long.
Well, Steve's lovely wife came with him today, too. Escorted him in here. Y'all going to Pops?
Nah, probably. We might on the way back, but we're going straight over to talking about going to Steel Creek, but I think we're too far away from there. Got two Verizon stores to choose from.
Well, we had something amazing. I'm going to go ahead and get into this thing. So something amazing happened this week. So we had a group from North Carolina, Union County, North Carolina, Master Gardeners, reach out to us and want to be on our show. And I asked them, I said, how'd you find out about our show? You know, it's kind of, it's far away, but it's not far away, really. So, and a lady told me that she Googled gardening shows in South Carolina, and guess what she found? Gardener's Bench. I actually Googled it myself and looked at it, and it was just one of the only radio shows. I guess there's a ETV show that does it, and it actually said we talked about gardening on there too, so that was kind of funny.
We do occasionally.
Yeah,
they must have picked the right episode.
Yeah, they did
that one.
So I was thinking about Union County's really. I went to Wingate College, which is way on the other side of Union County, but Union County actually stretches right there to Indian Land. So Newtown Road, Waxhaw is right here at us. So, and they have a symposium coming up February 8th, and we have two of the lovely ladies in their group, Tina Sagarts and Christina Culp, are here.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Thanks for coming.
And we brought them in here so they could talk about their show, because we actually are. We only have a few shows left, and that might be our first show back when y'all have your symposium. So it's February 8th. So sometime in February we start.
We do it a week after.
Yeah, maybe the 15th.
At least we did last year. I don't know. They're changing things around now. I can't keep up.
We thank y'all for coming today. We got, like I said, we got a room full of people today, so it's good. Wasn't a long drive.
Great to be here.
Yeah, Christina said she didn't realize how close she was.
You're closer to my house than Monroe is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just how big Union County is. Yeah, and Union I'm County way on big. The winning. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great county, but it's just big.
Mm-hmm. And Tina, where do you live?
Indian Trail.
Indian Trail, okay.
But it's still about the same amount of time for you to get here as it was for me.
It was like 40 minutes.
It depends on how you go, I guess. Yeah. Saturday morning is a lot better than
it was nice.
8 o'clock on a weekday or 5:30 going home that way. So,
I think I lived in Indian Trail at one time.
Did you?
Right before I went to Huntersville.
Well, when I went to Wingate, we used to go to Charlotte every now and then to have some fun. And it was kind of country. I mean, if you go from Charlotte to Monroe now, there's stuff all the way down through there.
But probably not then, because most of it's pretty new, right?
Yeah. Then it was farms. It was just like, boom.
A lot of Monroe was neighborhoods now were hayfields back then.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandparents lived over in Richmond County.
Uh-huh.
So we went through huge, down 74 all the way to, what was it? Wadesboro, and then took off north on 73. They lived down in the middle of nowhere.
Well, 74 goes all the way from Murphy to Wilmington where Steve was.
I was born in
Wilmington. Steve was born in Wilmington.
I traveled all over North Carolina.
He was born in Wilmington, ended up in
Asheville. Actually,
Ended up back here. So.
Well, you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Matthew's saying it's that time. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Run to keep from high, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. I'm gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Oh,
back to the gardener's bench. And Mr. Rector's been on a roll so far this morning.
I have, haven't I?
Okay, and your lovely...
An hour later, I guess.
You've introduced our lovely guests, and I'm going to let you pick... I don't remember which one.
All right, well, I just asked Tina, I said, are you going to do some talking? And she pointed toward Christina, so okay. We're going to... We make Tina talk a little bit, maybe, but
yeah,
tell us about your organization and what you got coming up.
So we're the Master Gardeners in Union County. Most every county in North Carolina has a Master Gardener Association or a Master Gardener group. Some are just associations and some aren't. That's complicated. Anyway, our prime directive is to educate members of the county and anybody else for that matter about anything related to gardening. So we do... at-home consultations. We'll come to your house and check out any problems that you have and try to offer solutions. We don't do the back-breaking work, although we're asked often, but we don't do that. But we'll give you some ideas on how to fix whatever the problems are, or just if you're interested in what plant is this, or, you know. Mm-hmm. So we do those kind of things. We do public education once a month. We have a free class on Thursday nights. We have a teaching garden that is amazing. It's near Wingate, but it's near the Ag Center in Monroe, kind of between Monroe and Wingate.
Yeah, I looked up where that was, and I remember seeing signs for that years ago.
Yeah, and it's kind of always open, right? Because mm-hmm. it's outside. Mm-hmm. There's not like a bubble around it, so you can go look at that anytime you want. And it's a pretty large space. I don't know how many acres it is, but it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they work really, really hard to keep that looking nice, and it always looks nice, even in the winter. I don't know how they do that, but it always looks nice then. And we have plant sales.
Okay, too. Who's they?
Oh, the Master Gardeners, yeah. So there's about 80 of us that do all this work. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Sounds a lot like...
It's similar to York County's, and yeah. I know Christina said she'd been to the York County's symposium.
And it is fantastic, yeah.
We had a... horticulturist, I guess is what he was called toward the end. Paul Thompson been here with Clemson Extension for about 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brother and I had a nursery and landscape company at the time, so we knew him from when he was down at Charleston
mm-hmm.
through trade shows and stuff for the state. And so when he got here, we had a party for him to meet everybody. And that was the best thing we'd ever done in 45 years. I mean, people just went nuts over it. But when they were working on something, they had something they didn't really know much about, they'd send them to us.
Yeah. Well, so Clemson is the extension university for South Carolina, and NC State is the one for North Carolina.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
worked through NC State. Yeah.
Back in our early days, we put the first plants in the ground in 1979. And we dealt more with NC State than we did Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's pretty similar right here near the line like this. Yeah.
Well, Steve and them used to go to that show in Greensboro.
There was one in Asheville and there was one in Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem, yeah. That's a big landscape nursery show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
We went to the first one in 1982. And we quit. 10 years ago, maybe. They changed it
I was in 10th grade.
It used to be a Saturday-Sunday show, and all the education was on Friday, and they moved it all to Thursday-Friday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday-Friday, and some of us little guys couldn't be gone for a week.
Yeah, you can't. They only had to be there to do some work.
Yeah. We had to sell something to make it all worthwhile.
So have y'all had this symposium before, or is this the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Inaugural.
We did something similar, 10 years ago? Was that right? Sort of like this?
Yeah, it was 2012 or 13. It was...
There you go.
The Union County Master Gardeners held the state conference.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So that was similar to this, but this is a symposium. Just we're focusing on design because it's February. We're going to have it in February, right? And that's kind of what all of us gardener people are thinking about. We're probably not planting too much in February, but we're thinking about all the grand and glorious things we're going to do or not. Why not? Well, you certainly could be planting some things.
Planting some things, not tomato plants.
Not
stuff
tomatoes.
Like that, but,
even though you might be able to buy some.
Yeah, Home Depot and them will push you to get them. But.
Yeah.
I told you what my brother had planted. He got collard plants and
I've got some winter stuff in too.
And all that stuff. And
I told you I still have two tomatoes with some blooms on them. And November 9th.
This week we get them.
Yeah, this maybe next week we get
them. I don't know. It's all over the place right now. It's hard to predict.
That's no, good. It's typical weather. We're sliding in a little, couple warm days, sliding in the
For a long time, I could do better probably. Just from past experiences than the weathermen do. Mm. Right now, I have no clue. No idea what the weather's going to do.
Well, we did finally get some rain, so that was good. We needed something here.
3 days of it, too.
Yeah.
And it was just a perfect rain, that nice soft drizzle.
Yep. Very good.
Ooh. Okay.
Stand up, put your hand over your heart.
We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Okay, and according to Matthew, we're back to the gardener's bench.
That's our garden party. I feel like it's a garden party today.
Party every Saturday.
I felt like that the last couple of times, but I think we got good stuff going on here.
Let's call this warmer today than it was in July.
Manning and Allen will be so proud of us for talking about gardening stuff.
They will today. We'll have to mark this one down.
We'll probably help our bonus. You know, it's coming up at the end of the year. I doubt it.
Really? That's news to me.
Contract renewals will be coming up. So we'll see.
Well, this is actually the 14th year of this program.
Wow.
A guy, you said you knew Paul Thompson.
Well, I've heard of him.
Yeah. Paul was the horticulturist from Clemson. Him and Dave
Powell.
He was at one time managed Bartlett Tree in Charlotte.
We definitely know them.
And his wife was running the thing last I heard, and he'd retired and moved up to Lenore. She was going up on the weekends. And
wow.
He was going out to the garage or something, failing. Broke his leg or something about a week after he got up there. So I talked to him right after that and talked to him since. But they did 7 years and then I did a year by myself, which was not fun. I will not do that again.
And then he brought his good buddy in.
Then Mr. Rector said, well, I'll do it. I said, come on, better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Yeah, wow.
At the time, it was better than nothing.
You can look on my resume. He's better than nothing.
I never did see that resume.
I've been called
a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, exactly.
When I met him, he was working on a golf course, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I met you before.
Carolina Downs. I don't know. Probably then.
I'm trying to think of before or after you went off to school. Didn't you go to school?
During back and forth. I was summer at working out there then. So.
Yeah.
Done a lot of grass stuff. So I was telling them I'm the grass guy, you're a plant guy, and it's kind of
pretty much
kind of covers a lot of bases. So
The problem is we basically shut the nursery down June 10th, 2023, and the landscape in June 30th this year, and a lot of it's already changed. They're throwing plants out so fast you can't keep up with them anymore.
Like new ones?
Yeah. The proven winners. I hate them. They give us three a week, and you're supposed to remember them.
So what are y'all's favorite plants in your master gardeners?
You've opened a big Pandora box there. I like native plants.
Remember, it's only a 30-minute show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have time. Yeah, I like native plants. And everybody likes plants that bloom, right? Because that's the candy, the heroin for the gardener. But I've started liking tall grasses too, so like prairie grasses and stuff. And so the stuff fountain, you see on the side of the road,
so pretty. Well, this time of year, it looks gorgeous.
Well, especially with the light behind it and the little seed pods. Yeah, I know. And everybody else would call it a weed, but I really like broom's edge and little blue stem and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know. You can buy it now. I have found out that you can actually purchase a broom sedge, so somebody else must love it too.
Yeah.
If it's for
more sale. Than you.
Yeah, just not me.
Tina, what about you?
Oh, how about your violets?
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh,
that I babysit when she goes far and wide in her travels.
100 of them.
Really?
African violets? African violets.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. My mom used to grow a lot of those.
That was my mom. She had 200.
Yeah.
So she brings them to my house, and I just babysit. It's the easiest job in the world, right? And then she goes gallivanting around Europe.
You don't get nervous.
I've got the perfect window for them.
Well, if I'm going to be gone longer than 1 week, then I have to have somebody to take care of them. So I give her, I gave you four or five trays of
them.
Two other friends and neighbors.
My cat really enjoyed looking at them.
Do you sell them?
We did at the Heritage Festival. Yeah.
And y'all's symposium come up, you'll have a plant sale within that, right?
Well, because it's February, we decided to not do that. Because really about the only thing that you could sell at that point, other than African violets, would be houseplants. Of course, that is a houseplant. And we're not really going to be talking about houseplants.
Not houseplant people.
We're going to be talking about designing your yard. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So tell us a little more about the symposium. So this is the first one.
It's the first one, and we're still here and not entirely insane. So, talk to us February 7th and see how we're doing. So the focus is going to be on design, like we said earlier, because that's what everybody's thinking about. We have three speakers. Jay Sifford, who's from the Charlotte area. Preston Montague, who's from, I think, the Raleigh-Durham area. I was thinking it was a smaller town outside of that. And then Mary Roberts, who runs Windcrest Farms outside of Monroe.
Okay.
And all three of those will be speaking to Jay and Preston will be speaking twice.
Mm-hmm.
They both do 1.5 hour speeches, and then they do a breakout session. So you get to pick which one. You also get to order lunch, and Mary talks over lunch and talks about edible plants, which I thought was appropriate.
That is good.
She came up with that herself. I didn't have anything to do with that. And that was like perfect. We're going to eat some plants, and we're going to talk about some plants.
I'm hungry all of a sudden.
You said something a minute ago that it's kind of my pet peeve or subject. What do you define native plants as?
So how do I – that's a very good question. So plants that co-evolved over the last thousands of years in this area. So they evolved with the animals that were also here. So they kind of are interrelated, right? So the native bees and the little salamanders and turtles and all that kind of stuff, the snakes, all that stuff that you see birds around, they all kind of co-evolved, and so they support one another. So that's it. The other one, my two favorite plants are actually lantana and zinnias, which are not native plants, but they also support native bees really, really well, right? That's what right now is still blooming in my yard anyway, those two.
Steve's wheels are turning.
Excuse me. My thing was I hated native plants.
You hate those plants?
I hate them because everybody has a different definition. Mm. If you deal with...
finish your thought.
Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back to the garden.
Or not.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's beans, and every day is a lovely day.
Yeah, it is.
Today's especially when you don't have to work full time.
I'm a little jealous of that, but I'll be all right.
I went to work 6 days a week
yeah. For
45 years, and not having to go to work on Saturdays is just a blessing.
Well, most of your work, well, it didn't feel like work for a lot of that 40 years, so. And my work doesn't feel that way either. The Carolina Fresh Farms brewing from 8 to 2. Come on out today.
Well, the nursery business nowadays is more like a livelihood. It's not a job. It's what you do.
Yeah.
And you don't even think about it.
You love it. So.
Yeah.
So tell us about how to register for your symposium.
Okay. So just go to the really long website, but it's easy to remember, Master Gardeners, Union County, NC.org.
There you go.
And everything you need will be right there.
.org, not .com.
Right, .org, because we are a nonprofit.
And the NC part is the most important.
Yeah, NC. Yeah. Exactly. So you don't end up in Union, South Carolina.
Yeah, there is the SC.
And I actually got invited to be a vendor up there, so I'm going to come set up a booth and be a vendor for you up there.
So we'll see you in February, if not before.
Yeah.
And you're going to have giveaways.
Yeah, I'm going to have some giveaways. Steve knows I like giving stuff away at these things. So.
Here's some
I promise,
more.
Tina. Promised we'd be fun and we'd give away stuff.
I don't know if I liked it, but I did.
I might bring Tony with me. You think they can handle him?
No.
Okay, it's that time again. We'll see you next week on the radio.
There we go.
That's it, ladies.
That's so fast.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.